If any standers by that leads a single life, desire a spee of marriage, and fain would have a wife, unto the sign of fortune let him forthwith repair, and either she or I will help such customers to wear. For in my time I have made proof of half a dozen, and if thou hast a mind unto it, come take one honest cousin. Oh, come take her, honest cousin. The first of all my wives did prove so cross a dame. Whate'er I said, she still would do contrary to the same. She is so obstinate that she must have her will, and let me do the best I can, she will be master still. Oh, this was my good wife, the best of the half dozen, and if thou hast a mind unto it, come take her, honest cousin. Oh, come take her, honest cousin. Besides all these good parts, she is humours five or six. Though I please her ne'er so well, at home she'll play the mayor tricks. For if my back be turned abroad, she straight must gad. And to be brief, she is so cross as I am e'en horn mad. Oh, this was my first wife, the best of the half dozen, and if thou hast a mind unto it, come take her, honest cousin. Oh, come take her, honest cousin. The second wife I had was not so light as she, but yet she had, I speak to her praise, as rare a quality. A thrifty dame she was, which proved her greatest fault. She let the maggots crawl with meat to save the charge of salt. Oh, this was my good wife, the best of the half dozen, and if thou hast a mind unto it, come take one honest cousin. Oh, come take her, honest cousin. And when she went to market, good pennyworth she bought. The cheapest she laid her hands upon, she always with her brought. But if that I disliked what she had done that day, she'd keep the best until it stunk and throw the rest away. Oh, this was my good wife, the best of the half dozen, and if thou hast a mind unto it, come take one honest cousin. Oh, come take her, honest cousin. The third was somewhat cleanly, but yet a drunken sot. She'd pawn all things for ale and beer, whatever she had got. She scarce would leave a smock or shoe unto her foot, but at the alehouse all these went, and somewhat else to boot. Oh, this was my good wife, the best of the half dozen, and if thou art weary of a single life, come take her, honest cousin. Oh, come take her, honest cousin. But yet she had skill in spinning, with her the world runs on wheels. On any ground where'er she comes, she cannot stand but reels. And yet but once a week with drink she's overta'en, which lasteth still from Sunday night till Sunday come again. Oh, this was my good wife, the best of the half dozen. And if thou art weary of a single life, then take her honest cousin. Oh, then take her honest cousin. The fourth good wife of mine was wondrous careful bent. She had a care of the main chance to see how all things went. She never would be quiet if from her sight I were, for fear lest I should spend it all and she not have a share. Oh, this was my good wife, the best of the half dozen. And if thou art weary of a single life, come take her honest cousin. Oh, come take her honest cousin. And if unto a tavern without her I had gone, she would be there as soon as I, oh, 'twas a loving one. And for my ill husbandry she'd keep a piteous coil, and call me rogue and cuckold too, but what was she the while? Oh, this was my good wife, the best of the half dozen. And if thou art weary of a single life, come take her honest cousin. Oh, come take her honest cousin. The fifth was a good old woman and had great care of me. How could she choose, for by her age she might my grandam be? And though I say it myself, she stood me in great stead. I durst trust her in any place and never fear my head. Oh, this was one of my wives, the best of the half dozen. And if thou art weary of a single life, come take her honest cousin. Oh, come take her honest cousin. Yet if I chance to kiss or on a young wench looked, you would not think, poor harmless soul, how piteously she took. For oft in time she'd blame me that I abroad should roam, and love another when I had so good a peace at home. Oh, this was my good wife, the best of the half dozen. And if thou art weary of a single life, come take her honest cousin. Oh, come take her honest cousin. But, oh, the last of all, she had an excellent tongue, which is the rarest property that does to a woman belong. And if I had but vexed her, she'd used her tongue so well, as when she to the purpose spake, it sounded like a bell. Oh, this was my good wife, the last of the half dozen. And if thou art weary of a single life, come take her honest cousin. Oh, come take her honest cousin. She was so good a wife, I must praise her again. For she excelled all the scolds that dwell in Turnagain Lane. I speak as I have felt her, for she mang me once so sore, as I have vowed e'er since that time never to marry more. But here do leave my wives in number half a dozen, and for a penny we'll sell all, then take them honest cousin. Oh, then take them honest cousin. And now, good women all, whosoever hears this song, I do no private person tax to do them any wrong. But if you take exceptions, the thorn you know will prick. And if you touch a galled horse back, the proverb says he'll kick. For I make mention of no less than half a dozen. Then whosoe'er is angry now will prove my honest cousin. Oh, will prove my honest cousin.